With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Florida GOP Senator Marco Rubio, Donald Trump's pick for Secretary of State, and the president-elect says Rubio will be a strong advocate for our nation and a true friend to our allies. In the meantime, Rubio has kind words for Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz, adding he'll get the job done as Attorney General.
I like Matt a lot. I know him very well, and I'm confident that if the Senate confirms him, he would do a good job. And again, presidents are entitled to have the people that they want in these key positions to carry out the mandate that's been delivered to him by the voters of the United States.
Gaetz, meanwhile, stepping down now from his congressional seat. Mr. Trump Wednesday announcing he's tapped Tulsi Gabbard, a former Democrat member of Congress and presidential candidate, to serve as his director of national intelligence. And a busy day for the president-elect. He met with President Biden at the White House. Also at SRNnews.com, a fired FEMA employee sharing details on a discrimination scandal within the agency.
The former Federal Emergency Management Agency supervisor fired for reportedly directing disaster relief workers to avoid hurricane-hit homes in Florida, sporting signs supporting Donald Trump, is now spilling the beans on the department's discrimination scandal. According to the ex-employee, this was not an isolated incident, as the agency insists, and the discriminatory practice is happening elsewhere in other disaster areas. She says, in fact, it's widespread FEMA policy to discriminate against politically hostile houses when allocating aid. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Several contract agreements could be announced this fall, including two Wednesday offering evidence major railroads and their unions are working to avoid the standoffs that led them to a brink of a national strike 2 years ago, both sides keenly aware that Donald Trump has a track record of helping them. This is SRN News. Well, a new look at giving from the Barna Group.
The poll reveals that the most generous Americans are the oldest Americans. When asked if they give money to their local church or other charity, 72% of the oldest citizens say yes. 64% of baby boomers do too, as do 58% of Generation X. However, younger cohorts are less generous, although that could be a function of the fact they simply don't have as much money as their parents or their grandparents. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Co-founder for Moms for Liberty expects President Trump to deliver on campaign promises to end the spread of the LGBT agenda in schools. Tiffany Justice says American parents voted for their children's future. Observers expect Mr. Trump to immediately nullify the Biden administration's Title IX rule, adding gender identity to current anti-discrimination statutes. This is SRN News. Experts do say there's a great way to feel better if you'll just get out and do it.
Walking is an easy way to improve your physical and mental health and prevent disease, say medical experts. You don't need equipment, you don't need a gym membership, and there are big benefits, says a sports medicine physician. Walking can help you lose weight, sleep better, and strengthen your heart and lungs. But, you knew there was a but, right? It doesn't provide resistance training. That builds muscle strength and endurance. So at least a couple of times a week, try to use weights or gym equipment or even your own body as resistance and do exercises that improve your flexibility, like yoga or stretching. I'm Rita Foley.
Wall Street numbers today. Dow Industrials gaining 47 points. The NASDAQ was down 50 for the day and S&P up just a fraction. More details at SRNnews.com.